We're back with another episode of Web Chat with the Mayor. I'm joined by Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski, getting back into the fall sessions now, and I understand we are kicking things off with a report on the roads.
Yes, it's kind of a state of the roads report. Last budget, the engineer came forward and talked about a shortfall in road infrastructure, and I think council added $500,000 to the budget, but I don't think we really understood as a council what the state of the roads is. And so we've had there's a consultant coming in, and he will explain how you have to interpret these statistics, and to explain if you want your roads to be pristine and look bright, saying you knew it's going to cost you this much, but a better stand. Here's the normal standard, and then here's where Woodstock stands against that standard, and here's what you have to do over the next 5, 10, 15 years to maintain those roads. And so the expectation will be is here's what the cost is going to be, and then future councils will have to determine, okay, how are we going to have to allocate probably the additional funding to make sure that our roads infrastructure, we maintain our roads.
So this is something that obviously that will help with budgets going forward.
This will provide a better understanding as budgets go forward. So it'll make it easier for the engineering department when they come forward to explain what's going on, because they'll be able to refer to this report. It'll provide a better understanding for councillors as they're making the decision, but more importantly, the citizens also will be hearing, just as we will, exactly what this report is and the various principles that council has to follow, again, to maintain the road infrastructure.
Now, Pat, I understand that the city has also sold some land.
Yes, we've made a 5-acre sale to Cantario. This is a property close to Juliana and Springbank Ave. It's a property that's been sitting vacant for 5 or 6 years. It's kind of a funny property. There are some building issues with it. But Cantario, they want to move their operation off Beachfield Road. They will probably use more. We had to make some exceptions because they will probably use more outdoor storage than you would see normally in an industrial. But Cornell Welding behind, they're doing outdoor storage too. So anyways, we've decided, because that property's been sitting there vacant for 5 or 6 years now, and we thought this was a compromise use rather than have it continue to sit vacant.
Another big item on the agenda, obviously, is a little cleanup from council's past.
Yes, we will be dealing with, back in 2001, the city expropriated 2 farms to create Commerce Way Park. And at the time, those lands were expropriated, and the city paid $8,000 an acre at that time. And under the Expropriation Act, while a lot of people feel it's draconian for a city to go in and just take land, the Expropriation Act really does protect the landowner to make sure they get fair value. And so in this particular case, while the city can protect itself by offering a premium over and above that should there be future claims, in this case, Woodstock and other municipalities haven't done that. As a result, the individuals, when your land's expropriated, you have an unlimited time when you can come back on the municipality. And so they came back some 7 years after that sale and said, we don't think we got enough money. The implications of that is that once you go through the process and you try and recreate a sale that happened 10 years ago, everyone's memories are a little bit shorter, people have disappeared. But once a settlement is reached, you then have to pay that landowner 6% interest from the day the land was expropriated. And in addition to that, you have to pay their legal costs. And so here's something that's been going on since 2001. As we've gone through the process, as we've looked at prices of lands in the Woodstock area on the 401, they've come in with prices of lands along the 401, along Ingersoll, towards London. And so as a result, they have a stronger case, and it was just decided at this point in time we'd better settle up, because, again, that interest clock and those legal fees are just continuing to build. So council, rather than push it off to another council, decided that said, hey, look, this is something that happened 14 years ago. It's going to drain a reserve, because I think if you add it up, it probably comes to an excess of $2 million.
So lots of great issues coming up as we resume the fall schedule, a little bit more of a regular schedule for council. That's Thursday at 7 p.m. in council chambers. Pat, thanks so much.